Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, hello. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Making sure my headphones are on right and plugged in correctly. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. 10 years, going on 11 years, right here at blogtalkradio.com. Love the blogtalkradio.com community. And also a big shout-out to Springer also. We'll be airing for the first time Culture Shock Entertainment Report on Facebook tonight, 8 o'clock. So looking forward to that. So please join in on Facebook also. So after a brief hiatus back on Thanksgiving Eve, wishing everyone that are celebrating worldwide, our troops and those that are abroad, a happy Thanksgiving wherever you are. And of course, everyone here in America that are celebrating, and those of you that admire and like to celebrate our traditions with us. It's so important for us to learn different cultures. And so thank you all to those that probably have never been to America, but also celebrate the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday with us. Christmas is worldwide, and Hanukkah and all that I know, and Kwanzaa. But Thanksgiving is an American tradition together, and unity, and we will talk about the history of Thanksgiving on tomorrow. So I hopefully you all can hear me. My headphones are on correctly. I hope my sound is right. I am looking at breaking news. There's been breaking news for the past few days. I want to say the past couple of weeks, past week. But, oh, my goodness, has been so much breaking news, good and not good. So I'm looking at The Guardian because, you know, a few hours ago, we all found out the verdict for the three assailants of Aubrey. So thank God that we finally know the verdict. A long fight for relief across the U.S. as men found guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. This is an article that was published 54 minutes ago on The Guardian by Richard Lunscombe. His article says that relief, emotion, and a sense of hope came flooding out in Brunswick on social media, from the White House and across the U.S. as the nation came to terms with the Ahmaud Arbery verdicts and their place in history. Outside the Georgia courthouse, a Georgia flag waving crowd repeatedly chanted, "Ahmaud Arbery, say his name," as the Arbery family, surrounded by their attorneys, emerged to address them. It has been a fight. It has been a long fight. It's been a hard fight, said Arbery mother Wanda Cooper Jones. "To tell you the truth, I never saw this day. Back in 2020, I never thought this day would come. Thank you to those who marched, the ones who prayed. Thank you." Cooper Jones said her son will now rest in peace. Arbery's father, Marcus Arbery, thanked his son's mother and the activists and lawyers who have drawn attention to his son's case. "That lynch mob. We got that lynch mob. Today is a good day." Ben Crump, who used to be based here in Jackson, Mississippi, The civil rights attorney representing the Arbery family said, although the outcome of the case was welcome, Ahmaud Arbery's parents were still grieving their son. Even though this is not a celebration, it's a reflection. The spirit of Ahmaud defeated the lynch mob, he told the courthouse crowd. In a statement released immediately after the verdicts were read, Crump also assessed the power of the moment. After nearly 2 years of pain, suffering, and wondering if Ahmaud's killers would be held to account, the Arbery family finally has some justice, he said. The violent stalking and lynching of Ahmaud Arbery was documented on video for the world to witness. But yet, because of the deep cracks, flaws, and biases in our systems, we were left to wonder if we would ever see justice. Then there's a picture of Ahmaud's mother hugging someone after the jury convicted the three men in Brunswick, Georgia. Today certainly indicates progress, but we are nowhere close to the finish line. Keep marching, keep fighting for what is right, and never stop running for Ahmaud. From the Oval Office, Joe Biden reflected on Arbery's killing as a devastating reminder how far we have to go in this fight for racial justice in this country, but saw the trial's outcome as a beacon of hope. We must recommit ourselves to building a future of unity and shared strength where no one fears violence because of the color of their skin, the president said in a statement. My administration will continue to do the hard work to ensure that equal justice under law is not just a phrase emblazoned in stone above the Supreme Court, but a reality for all Americans. Outside of court, civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton told the cheering crowd, Brunswick, Georgia will go down in history as the place where criminal justice took a different turn. Decades from now, they'll be talking about a boy called Ahmaud Arbery who taught the nation what justice looks like. Bernice King, daughter of the civil rights icon Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., welcomed the verdict on Twitter, but noted Ahmaud Arbery should be here. And on her Twitter, which is posted, Ahmaud Arbery should be here. The McMichaels and Brian are indeed guilty of taking his life for no other reason than for him being black. I'm praying for and thinking of Ahmaud's family, including his mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, who is in this moment. The McMichaels and Brian are indeed guilty of taking his life for no reason other than for him being black. I'm praying for and thinking of Ahmaud's family, including his mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, who is in the moment still missing her son, she wrote. I was reading the actual tweet at first. The Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Democratic U.S. Senator for Georgia and a Baptist pastor, echoed her words. This verdict upholds a sense of accountability, but not true justice, he said in a tweet. True justice looks like a black man not having to worry about being harmed or killed while on a jog, while sleeping in his bed, while living what should be a very long life. Ahmaud should be with us today. By contrast, and I think, By contrast, politicians and commentators on the right were noticeably silent in the immediate aftermath of the trial's conclusion. There was no early statement from Donald Trump, the former president, who was last Friday quick to celebrate the acquittal of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse for killing two men and injuring another at a racial justice protest last year in Wisconsin, nor from any of the Republican Congress members who are vying with each other to sell Rittenhouse as an intern. In his remarks to the Brunswick crowd, Sharpton cited the case of Trayvon Martin, a 17-year-old unarmed black youth shot dead by the white neighborhood watch captain George Zimmerman in Florida in 2012. Zimmerman was acquitted a year later after presenting a self-defense argument similar to the McMichaels in a verdict that sparked widespread outrage. Let it be clear that almost 10 years after Trayvon, God used Wanda Marcus' son to prove that if we kept marching and kept fighting, we will make you hear us, he said. Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon's mother, celebrated the Arbery verdict on Twitter with a guilt or my Arbery graphic. So So happy that we have gotten a very welcome Thanksgiving holiday season gift of justice in this guilty verdict. And thank God that they videotaped that senseless crime also. So that was a racial generated crime, and we have so many racially generated crimes that are happening, those that get media attention and those that do not. Yesterday when I was watching Dr. Oz, I learned more about the, what is it, Denali Day case, and because of the Gabby Petito case been all over the media, I didn't know much about his case, so I almost turned the channel. I was working on things, but at the same time, I almost turned the channel. And then I'm like, wait a second, I'm going to keep it on, Dr. Oz. I'm so glad I did, because he had a very in-depth conversation with Ahmaud's mom and with his co-host that did extensive research on that case. So I suggest that we all study that case. And speaking of racially generated crimes and killings, we must not forget the crimes that are race on race. If black on black, white on white, Asian on Asian, Hispanic on Hispanic, all races, we should not have racial injustice crimes, and definitely not crimes on our own races also. And the killings of rappers in their own hometowns and when they're out and about. I don't know where to start with speaking about the young Dolph, but to send condolences to his wife, his mother, his family, his kids, his cohort, those of us that love his music like myself, an artist that I worked with, a friend of mine that I worked with in his early days, starting one of his videos, Slave Owner, Mr. Amazing. So he was a friend of his, and I'm like, oh my God. And Young Dolph, he was just in Jackson a few weeks ago for celebrating homecoming weekend. And one of the few in any industry really openly gives back to his community and try to fight for things. So it's been a lot going on. I'm not in the studio right now because I'm looking at the top stories, but anybody would like to call in and talk about any of the hot topics from Ahmaud Arbery case to Young Dolph to the Rittenhouse case, talking about the holiday season, what you plan on cooking, what you plan on eating, are you just going to chill, are you working? Are you excited about shopping? Black Friday sales. Some stores started Black Friday sales in September. I'm an Avon lady and just left out of an Avon meeting, so I must shout out my coaches, Milagros Garcia and her husband Carlos, power couple with Avon based in Florida. Just got out of a meeting with them. And also, we had a meeting earlier, and my team, teammates, Avon community, and Avon is also in Black Friday deals mode right now, too. It's been in that mode since this past weekend. If you'd like to stop at my website, I can plug it, because this is my podcast, youravon.com/badthebeautystyle. youravon.com/badthebeautystyle. So definitely go to my website and browse and do a little shopping and sign up for the sweepstakes and all of that good stuff. So also I will be keeping in touch with you too. So thank you as you Christmas shop to shop online with me at Avon. So that is just some great news that we just received, because yesterday around this time, I we all was waiting. They said that a verdict, they had come to a verdict. So I'm like, okay. You know, then over in the middle of the night, I'm thinking that they might be, I'm thinking, okay, we might hear something anytime. But they went ahead and resumed the trial early this morning. And so no one wanted to be out of pocket to hear that news. So praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. So hopefully we catch the killers that kill Young Dolph and all killers across America in cities, like even Jackson, Mississippi, like cities, like Memphis, like Jackson, like Chicago, like New Orleans, like Philadelphia, that are experiencing horrific murders and violent crimes. So, and all across the world, from villages to rural areas and big cities, because I see across the nation, across the world, crazy crimes are just spilling out into the quiet communities. One thing I loved about living north of Dallas, which in Texoma area, there were crimes, but they were not like violent crimes and a high number of homicides. It was so peaceful not to hear about murders and homicides and just a violent crimes, you know, burglaries. And I think the year I lived in the Texoma area, when I first moved there, I think there was a cousin that committed suicide and killed his grandma. And then right before I moved from Texoma, from the Dallas area, back to Jackson, Mississippi, when my mother was there was like a really bad armed robbery on Texoma Parkway. But other than that, the year I was there did not experience any crime. People would leave their doors open and everything. So I know there are some places that still exist where people leave their windows open and their doors unlocked. It would be so amazing if we all could do that or can go and buy cookies or go anywhere. I'll go into a Walmart and feel safe, go into a Family Dollar and feel safe. Pray for those days to come back where we can all feel can all feel calm and not worry about if somebody's gonna snap and go on a shooting spree or be an innocent bystander with a crime. So those that believe in positive thinking and being prayed up, I'm right with you. All of that. So let's see. The lead story also, we have so much breaking news, but also the breaking news story happens to be the headline, holiday travel. And the question that I asked in the headline, travel or staycation? It looked like millions of people decided not actually, even though a lot of people are doing staycations, many are traveling for the holidays, traveling to get to their loved ones, traveling to get to their favorite vacation spots that they have not traveled to in a couple of years. So there's much traveling during the holidays. Let's see. I'm looking at, here's one article, how to plan a holiday travel if your kids aren't fully vaxxed. Holiday travel is in full swing for U.S. airlines. Travel rush on for the Thanksgiving holiday. This is CBS Local in San Francisco. Oh, and that's a whole nother story. I was just watching the press conference from the San Francisco area regarding those grabbing bash and grab robberies that have been happening also. So the law enforcement are trying their best to get situations under control. Let's see. Trying to see the Trevor Rush on Thanksgiving holiday. Trying to look at the printed portion of this story that I would like to talk about. I am sharing it on my Facebook page and on Twitter and social media handles. Bethany Williams on Facebook, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Anytime you see Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT, and report, you know that's me. Beth Williams on Twitter. I do have a new handle, but right now I am tweeting from Beth Williams, BTHWMS. I have one that is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports podcaster, but I do not have that Twitter account on my laptop. So I'm tweeting from Beth. And I love LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn right now. So I'm posting a travel story from CBS Local in San Francisco also. So let's see. Because I have so many stories. If you all look at my also BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com, my blog, I post a lot of stories that I don't post on my social media on my Tumblr. And what I post on my Tumblr, it goes to my Twitter account. But I will resume writing my own blogs real soon. You all remember when MySpace was hot and when I started blogging, it was like 2006, and I would blog WordPress, Bleacher Report. Those of you all that know, I love to write about sports too, not just beauty and fashion and entertainment and lifestyle topics, but sports. So I had my Bleacher blog, MySpace I love to blog on, and Facebook I love to blog on also. And then I was introduced to Blog Talk Radio, and I just, you know, researching and writing out my blog in form and studying my guests, playing awesome music. Those of you that love the format at the beginning, going to reinvent a new version for 2022. Always in developmental mode. So if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? So get back to that original format. But 2022 style. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. So big shout out to those that have been reporting amazing stories, looking for the facts regarding the Yon Dolph case also. You all doing awesome, especially those shows on YouTube. And also check me out on YouTube. Please subscribe to my channel because I would love to start monetizing and also adding awesome content that you all will love. And I will love presenting, and my friends and those that I work with will love sharing. So please subscribe to Culture Shock Inc., my YouTube channel. On Friday morning, I have a Black Friday event schedule for Avon. So I really appreciate your support, like always. Okay, I'm back. I now yes, hopefully you can hear me now. The call was disconnected, but this is like a test show. Hopefully you heard most of what I shared from the National Safety Council. Good information for the holiday season. Let's see. Holiday safety. I'm going to see if I can do a quick one. Post more of it and post PSAs from the National Safety Council. Something had happened.
With the holiday season quickly approaching, many people are out buying gifts for their loved ones and traveling away from home to see them. However, it's important to remember to stay safe while doing both of these things. We're here to give you some tips on behalf of the National Crime Prevention Council and the Parsippany Police Department on how to keep safety in mind during this holiday season. When holiday shopping, items may add up pretty quickly, and you may have lots of bags to carry. You may drop a bag, and a thief can come along and snatch it before you can pick it back up. Bags are always a threat, but especially so during the holiday season. In order to protect yourself against them, make sure to hold your purse close to your body or your wallet inside your front pocket while walking. Holiday safety doesn't only involve shopping. Be sure to keep your home safe, too. We recommend keeping some outside lights on during the nighttime. Security alarm systems are crucial to keeping your home secure, especially when you might be away for the holidays. Consider purchasing one if you don't have one already. While shopping online, be cautious of fake deals and scams. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Other home safety tips include hiding valuables, apartment house watch programs, if you are going away, so that an officer will conduct random property checks to ensure your home is secure. Please take advantage of some of these tips so you can have a happy and safe holiday season.
Yay! That was good right there. So I hope you all were able to hear those tips in audio video form regarding holiday safety and holiday shopping tips. Are important if you're on staycation or vacation. It's important to be very cautious and be aware of your surroundings at home and when you are out traveling, if it's a staycation or if you're far away. So let's see, decorating for the holidays. This is from WJTV right here in Jackson. These tips were shared about a week ago, decorating for the holidays. Here are some tips to prevent falls from ladders. We all climb on something, if it's a footstool or a full-fledged ladder. So it's important for us to be safe when we are climbing to decorate or to clean for the holidays. So, this is from Caitlin Howell, Jackson, Mississippi. People across Mississippi and across America and across the world will soon begin to decorate for the holidays. I added that. This is from a local news channel, our CBS affiliate. Leaders with American Medical Response, AMR, are encouraging neighbors to take precautions while decorating. The National Safety Council and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported several thousand people per year in the U.S. are injured and fall from ladders. The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons reports that men and the elderly are the higher risk of injuries and falling. Frying a turkey for Thanksgiving, here are some safety tips. AMR spokesman Jim Pollard said, elders are more likely to fall from ladders because their vision and balance may have changed, and elders who fall often require longer rehab. Here are some safety tips to prevent ladder injuries. Before climbing a ladder, think about your current health. If you have lost strength or it is harder to keep your balance after the ladder, if your instincts warn you, beware of climbing ladders, stay off them. I think it's always important to have someone hold your ladder too. I don't care how strong you think it is. Avoid using a ladder outdoors after dark. Keep your ladders in good condition. Check ladders for cracks or weak spots. Be sure rungs are sturdy and locking devices work properly. The feet of the ladder must rest on a surface that is firm, level, dry, and not slippery. When leaning a ladder against a wall, move the bottom of the ladder away from the wall, one-fourth of the height of the ladder. Do not lean ladders against gutters or other weaker parts of a building that may break away. It is safer to use ladders with built-in stand off bars that hold the ladder off gutters and other soft parts of a structure. If you're using power equipment with cords, be absolutely sure the cords are in good condition. Metal ladders will carry an electrical jolt if a frayed cord is touching the ladder and the tool is running. Wear shoes that are dry and have enough tread to prevent slipping. Never use a ladder in front of a door someone may open. Insist that another person hold the ladder for the whole time someone is on it. Ladders are a two-person tool. Follow the manufacturer's warnings on weight limits. Keep both feet on the same rung while you are working. It's safer to maintain 3 points of contact with the ladder at all times. Do not stand on either of the top two rungs. Do not reach or lean so far in any direction that you cannot keep both feet flat on the rung where you are standing. Instead of reaching too far, climb down, move the ladder closer to the spot you need to reach. Climb back up. Tools on a belt are in your pockets or hand them to your spotter. So both hands will be free when you're going up, down the ladder. Do not use ladders when you have drunk alcohol. Do not use ladders outside on days with stiff winds. Remember, climbing onto the roof from a ladder is especially dangerous. So I'm also sharing this on social media. Yes, I'm sharing it on all the social media, my blog, Beth's Entrepreneur .tumblr, which will send it to Twitter. Also LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest. I put on Pinterest soon, not right now. It took a minute for me to get to my business, to post on my business profile on Pinterest. So I don't want to take up any time. So, yay. So we have 12 more minutes of live streaming. Tomorrow we will schedule a broadcast. I'm going to listen to this broadcast and see when did we go off air and did not. And if you all were able to hear PSA. From the National Safety Council also, so I'm going to review and check out when there was dead air and when you all could actually hear me and hear also that PSA that I had played regarding being safe when you're shopping. I am broadcasting on Facebook, so I am going to share what I shared earlier that you might probably did not hear. I will share more of that, and we will talk about hot topics that's happening, anything that will happen within the next few hours. That broadcast is 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook on Bethany Williams, and I'm going to reshare it also throughout social media, and it will, you will see it in my stories also. So I really thank you, and I really appreciate you. You can email me at CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. Big shout out to Mike, that dude Smith. You all remember him from the early days of the podcast? So he's coming on real soon. Mike has launched a sauce. It's a mustard sauce that has been in development for the past few years, and he is in the middle of a launch right now in Mississippi and in Texas. You know, he's based in Dallas, and he's a native of Natchez and lived and went to school and worked here in Jackson, Mississippi. So he and his brother are launching his There It Is sauce. So you all look it up or go to his page, Michael K. Smith, on Facebook and also on LinkedIn. It's going and going and going. He was in town. He came in town last week and then this past weekend, and when he was headed back, he said, I'm going to mail you all the sauce tomorrow. So I had hoped it would come today, but it did not arrive just in time for Thanksgiving. So hopefully Friday or Saturday we'll get my there it is, Saul, so I can share a review with you. But you all contact him and check out his posts and his stories about the There It Is sauce, and call him because he's sharing his number. Call him and place the order for that There It Is sauce. And also remember to visit my Avon website at youravon.com, Best Beauty Style, for your Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday deals. Big shout out to my Terry and his family and loved ones in Simpson County, and condolences to all, to the McGee family and the Keys family, for the loss of a relative, Richard McGee's mother, Marsha Keys, and Charlene Keys' sister. So there's been a lot of prayer warriors. A lot of people have been praying for yours truly, and I've been sending out prayers and positive vibes to a lot of people also. And so definitely appreciating you. Shout out to all the listeners from all around the world, from here in Jackson, Texas, New York, small cities, big cities, villages, and all. USA is number one. I think Canada is number two, 32%. India, Australia, and China. Thank you all for being in the top five of countries that in the top five of the listening countries. Thank you, but thank you to everyone that listens and tune in. And like I said, working on getting back that schedule back to a regular format that you all love and be consistent with, and bring it back from old friends, and also you will be introduced to some new friends. And definitely call in. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. So keep that number close by in the future. Right now we have 7 minutes of live stream for anybody that want to call and talk about the holidays for the last few minutes, or just, you know, share your social media handle or promote your business or whatever. But thank you, blogtalkradio.com, for being so supportive of me and encouraging me to get back to the regular format. You all remember the 2 and 3 hour shows. Mom, our late mom, whose mother's heavenly birthday was this past Monday. Many years we celebrated on Thanksgiving. So mother loved you all, the listeners and fans, the supporters. And she was my number one fan of the podcast right here, Country Jack Entertainment Report. I've been looking for the shows that she was guest on a couple times, sharing holiday recipes. Those of you that network with me, I've been doing throwbacks of old archive shows. And good shows too. Just been having a great time myself, listening to the interviews, the music, and all of that. It's just been a blast. So I'm like, hey. But yes, thank you all for your support. Thank you for your love. Let's think about what we're grateful for. We all are going through something. I'm going through stuff. Terry and I appreciate your prayers, because it has been crazy, you all. Oh, my God. But we appreciate your prayers and your love. My family and loved ones, appreciate your love. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And remember, create you a profile if you don't have one, so you can chat in the chat room to me and throughout the blogtalkradio.com community. Mingle with us and all of that. That's so much fun, to chat in the chat room. I didn't open the chat room because, look, I was trying to stop the technical difficulties of going in and out the air and all of that good stuff. So are not good stuff, but really appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Let me share the email address again. KULTRESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_BENT@yahoo.com. We had a runoff election yesterday for sheriff and District 5 constable. So a big shout out to our new sheriff-elect, Jones, and also Beverly Wade Green, who defeated Juan Cloy. And Juan ran an awesome campaign. Most definitely, you know, he's been on the show more than a few times. So, but a big shout out to our sheriff-elect, Hinds County, here in Mississippi, here in the capital city of Jackson, surrounding cities, Tyree Jones. Congratulations. He defeated Michonne Chrysler. And Beverly Wade Green defeated Juan Cloy for the constable for District 5 position. Tune in tomorrow for Blog Talk Radio. And definitely tune in tonight for the first time airing of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Facebook. Yeah. Really? Thank you all, you know? And let's talk more about the holidays and more about the hot topics also tonight and on tomorrow also. Cousin Linda will be on our broadcast on Sunday. On Sunday, and she might pop up anytime before Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook. So definitely follow her and interact with her. Send her a friend request, Linda Oliver in Dallas. But she shares some awesome news also. My sister, too. But I don't know if my sister wants me to provide her name over the air. So, because Linda is my guest, is my co-host on Sundays and whenever she would like. Big shout out to Sean Alexander Hamilton, too. He will be returning soon to update us on what's been going on with him and his projects and so on. So he said once he gets settled with some things, he will definitely be returning to share information with us.
Have a time.
Huh?
Me and JoJo and Karina got drained.
What'd you say?
Me and Karina.
Wait a second. What?
Me and
what are you talking about?
Grandma said we
should
play with Scarecrow.
Okay, I'm on my show. It's almost about to end.
Okay.
Ellen, please excuse me. My little niece come in telling me something. I don't know if they've been on the ATV or what. But, yes, Sean Alexander Hamilton will be returning. Belinda Macy and many others will be returning. Also new guests. So, again, thank you. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's spread love. The devil is a liar. Let's unify. Not be divisive, but let's unify and learn a lot. A lot of times same attracts same, but also the yin and the yang too, right? So a lot of times the differences are what bring us together also. There's something Terry and I talk about. If we both act the same, that would be boring to both of us. You know, crazy. We're the same, but we're very different too, like many of you all are too, if you're couples and friends and business partners and so on, like the odd couple, right? Again, thank you until next time, and please remember to tune in. Definitely sticking to the schedule at 8 o'clock on Facebook for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Facebook. And we'll schedule an episode for tomorrow, and also look at the social media where I share the schedule also. And I'm going to schedule shows and stick to the schedule also. So thank you all. But Sundays, it's usually 3 or 4 o'clock with Cousin Linda and I. And like I said, she might pop in before then. And I feel like there's something important I should be saying, but I would definitely remember to say it at 8 o'clock. I thank you, and God bless. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. For support to keep the broadcast to flowing good and redeveloping it, you can donate to paypal.me/BethWilliamsEntrepreneur, Cash App, Miss Beth Be True Culture Shock, Ms. Beth BethBTRU Culture Shock KulturesHok. Thank you and God bless you and yours.
Sounds right. Stripes.